This is an RNIB Connect Radio podcast.
Time again here on RNIB Connect Radio for another regular fortnightly roundup of RNIB Connect Voices opportunities. And I'm joined this time by Alice Finley, RNIB Customer Voice Insight Coordinator. Hello, Alice. How are you?
I'm well, thanks, Toby. Thanks for having me.
This week we have opportunities for blind and partially sighted people to help us review one of our eye condition fact sheets, take part in a podcast around sexual health for visually impaired people, and also take part in two research studies at the Vision and Eye Research Institute in Cambridge. Alice, we're going to start with that review of one of our eye condition fact sheets, and one that I was not really aware of until today.
Great, thanks Toby. So as you may or may not know, RNIB has a range of fact sheets for a wide variety of eye conditions, and we're looking for people who can help us by reviewing our fact sheet on giant cell arteritis, or GCA. By contributing a small amount of your time, you could support one of our key services teams by reviewing our GCA fact sheet. You could help us improve our information by letting us know what you think about it. Is the fact sheet useful, easy to read and detailed enough, or could we improve it? Your valuable feedback will make sure our eye health information is as helpful as possible for people diagnosed with this condition. If you'd like to take part, please get in touch with our eye health team at eyehealth@rnrb.org.uk. So once again, that email address for those who'd like to help is eyehealth@rnrb.org.uk.
I think those eye condition fact sheets are really useful for understanding different eye conditions. Now we have a chance for people to take part in, I think, a really important podcast for visually impaired people.
I definitely agree. Thanks, Toby. SASH is a mental health and wellbeing charity focused on sexual health. They offer a range of services, including counselling, coaching, peer support, training and workshops. They would like to invite you to join their podcast series on sexual health for visually impaired people. The podcast will take place on Monday the 24th of June from 1pm to 2:30pm. They are looking for volunteers to help them raise awareness, debunk myths, discuss barriers to accessing services and address misconceptions around relationships, as well as the risk of domestic violence. Complimentary drinks and snacks will be provided. The recording will be taking place at their office at 30 Wardour Street, London, W1D 6PT. They are pleased to offer free tokens, condoms and lubricants to all attendees. To find out more or to take part, please contact Sade at sade.vassal@turning-point.co.uk. So once again, to take part, please contact Sade at sade.vassal, and that's spelled sade.vassal@turning-point.co.uk.
And finally, Alice, this week we have a couple of really useful research studies at VARI in Cambridge.
Thanks, Toby. So researchers at the Vision and Eye Research Institute, VARI, at Anglia Ruskin University in Cambridge are looking for people willing to take part in two novel studies that they are carrying out. The first study examines attention versus perception in individuals with low vision. The study will take place at VARI, Yonge Street, Cambridge, and travel expenses of up to £50 will be covered for people willing to commute. The study involves a combination of two visual examinations and two computerised tasks that will take around 90 minutes to complete. Your participation can make a significant impact on improving support for the low vision community. For the second study, the researchers are specifically looking for people with experience of Charles-Bonnet syndrome. This second study aims to understand how the brain creates visual hallucinations for people with CBS. The researchers will be measuring brain activity recorded on an EEG, but don't worry, it's completely non-invasive and harmless. The study will take place at Anglia Ruskin University in Cambridge, and again, travel expenses of up to £50 will be covered for people willing to commute for the study. Your participation could contribute to research and support for those with Charles-Bonnet syndrome. If you're interested in taking part in either study, please contact Natalie Asaf at natalie.asaf@aru.ac.uk for further details. So that email address, once again, for those who like to take part, is natalie.asaf, and that's spelled natalie.asaf@aru.ac.uk.
So, Alice, where can listeners go to find out more about the items we've just chatted about and get involved in other great Connect Voices research and involvement opportunities?
You can join our online Connect Voices Facebook group. This is where we post all the latest opportunities to get involved in our work, projects and research. We also share opportunities from external organisations who are interested in hearing from blind and partially sighted people and involving them in their work. We do our best to update the group every day. We also use it as a platform to share key insights and findings from the research that we ask you to take part in. If you're already on Facebook, you can simply search for RNIB Connect Voices. If you have any questions, then please drop us an email at involvement@rnib.org.uk. You can, of course, catch our fortnightly roundup on the Daily Connect, which happens on the first and third Wednesday of the month. And if you'd like to listen again, you can find this clip on Audioboom or Spotify by simply searching Connect Voices.
Well, thank you very much indeed, Alice Finley, RNIB Customer Voice Insight Coordinator, for sharing some great Connect Voices opportunities with me here on RNIB Connect Radio.
Thanks for having me, Toby.